Yeah, no, outstanding second half. I thought really stepped up defensively. You know, our defense went up a couple of gears, and we gave them too many points, too many easy points in the first half. So we dried that up, and I think the first 6 minutes they only had 2 points on the board, and we really get the momentum. But you know, it was good contribution from everybody. You know, it came off the bench. The guys came involved, connected. You know, it was a good physical game. So it was. It was a good game for us.
Did you feel like it was a tune-up you were after?
Oh, without a question. I'd rather play that kind of style of the game than you win by 30 with, you know, a finesse game. We're coming in where it's playoffs, and it's if you're not tough to come in there ready to go, you're going to get bowled out pretty soon. And that was, you know, that was physical game, and that's exactly what you want to sharpen your skill set up before the next round.
Do you feel like you're about as well prepared as you can be, or how do you
feel when you see it? Yeah, look, that second half was... I was really pleased with our sharing the ball. You know, the ball had to move, and we had each other's back on the defensive end. You know, we held them to 28 points in the in the second half, so, you know, I was pretty pleased with our defense intent.
How important was Damo in that second half, too?
Yeah, no, look, he puts that pressure in the backcourt, and... You know, he's our engine room, without a question. He's been the engine room for Wildcats for a number of years, and, you know, when he goes and everybody's connected, it's, you know, good to have Casey out there again, because Casey can get after the ball as well and give Damo a bit of a rest. And yeah, we missed that when Casey's been out, and Jared's been... We can go into three-man rotation and that, so it's, you know, it's a good weapon to have.
Nate left the game just before half-time, didn't return. What's the early diagnosis on?
Yeah, no, it just got tight. You know, we couldn't loosen that up. He went back to get some work and jumped on the bike, and hopefully he was going to come back in the third quarter, but then it was just tight. So he's going to have to do a fair bit of work this next week to loosen that up. But I love the way he started the game. I think he had three or four big rebounds in there, had a big dominance inside, and, you know, he'll be ready to play. Yeah, excellent. He's okay, Chris. He's not going to miss any games. So I think, yeah, jumped the gun a little bit, but he's fine. He's just some maintenance. We're going to pull him out at half time. He wanted to go an extra 5-6 minutes, and then we pulled him out then and put him on ice. But he's a warrior. He's been playing with that all year, and he's just, you know, the pain that he goes through every day and just to play has been fabulous, and this year he's been first class with it.
Do you have the temptation, though, to rest him in a game like this going into the playoffs, or did you consider it?
No. There you go. Let me clarify a couple of things. We didn't rest players last week. It was four of the guys couldn't practice. We've trained Sunday, Monday, couldn't practice. And if medical staff come and say they can't play, I've got a duty of care to take that advice. And I can't say, no, go and play. So we were short staffed last week, you know. This time of the year, you want to be sharp and you want to be ready, and I think that was a great lead-in for Matty.
How much confidence have you got in Tom in what he's been doing at the moment? Most of the season, but getting those extended chances over the past couple of weeks.
He's been great, hasn't he? He's just been Mr. Consistent, coming in there, and, you know, he's versatile. He's got a little bit more length for us to upset people with their shots and the rebounding and getting his shot off. He's been working with Matt Nielsen, you know, all season to work on some moves, and that's showing off big time. He was great tonight.
Nate and Matty obviously going to be carrying those in the playoffs. Is that something you'll have to have? Or how much do you have to manage them over these next possibly 6 games?
Yeah, Nate's probably going to have to manage a fair bit. You know, that's going to be good for the medical staff to get right on top of that. You know, Matt's, you know, he's been doing that all season, so it's more of how much pain that he can put through and play. So he's used to playing in discomfort, and he'll have to do that for the rest of the season.
Everyone else playing well health?
Yep, we're all good. Woohoo!
How nice is it having the 2 extra days to prepare, to know that Illawarra's locked in, knowing that on Friday night as opposed to having to wait until today?
Yeah, no, look, obviously we've got some coaches that have been on to all 3 of the teams, or 4 of the teams with Adelaide, so we'll pair that back now and lock into to Illawarra. The good thing is we don't have to travel. We've got that extra day here to prepare and get ourselves healthy and ready to go on Friday night.
Nate, thanks for your time.
just it's going to be strange build up. You know, you've already met Illawarra a few or four times this season, but now come up against a former coach, former teammate, with do or die on the line. Be a strange feeling. Or?
Oh, mate, we've already played him four times this season, and you kind of come across ex-teammates all the time, you know, Big Shanch and Stevie Way, and I mean, they're spread out throughout the league, so no difference, just business end of the season, yeah.
Is it good or bad to have a wood over them during the regular season when it comes to playoffs? Do you think they'll have to prove?
I think everyone's got something to prove this time of the season. It's just nice having that home court advantage. As Trev said, we get an extra day of preparation. Don't have to travel that first game, and that's what you play the regular season for. So, yeah, it's nice to have that.
Trev, do you feel Greg was targeted at times tonight? It's obviously physical.
Yeah, well, I was surprised when I watched the replay and see what happened out of there. I was a bit disappointed. But, look, it really showed their intent was to make a game physical. I thought that we probably took a little bit to adjust to that, and then we played smart basketball after that, which is get him in the foul trouble and dry the points up. We're giving him a lot of energy through easy points, so they'll be able to, you know. But look, it was a physical game. Greg's a warrior. He's, you know, if he's not in there somewhere, it's he's probably on the bench. You know, and he scrapped. Greg's ready to get after the ball, loose ball, skin off knees, you know, stitches on his head, you know. I don't know what's wrong with his nose, but he looked like he had a couple of
swollen
nose and might be a couple of black eyes. But he's a warrior. You know, he's fantastic to have as a teammate.
How did Dollars come back tonight after his quiet
game? Yeah, really good. I was quite happy with him. He hit Damo in the corner. I thought that was a real good play, and you know, we slid him over a little bit with the ball handling. So that was that went well, as good as it can go. So he got those three fouls in the first half. So it was trying to limit it. I would have liked to play a little bit longer, but I thought he took a great step forward and much better than his last game.
So is that the plan, to get him ball handling a bit more just to get him going a bit?
Yeah, without a question. Yeah, he's a super talent, and we're going to need him come the playoffs, and I thought he did a great step towards that today.